Hey, welcome from Commando.com. This is Commando On Demand, where we talk to industry movers and shakers to keep you up to date on everything digital. First up, I'd like to say a quick thank you to the partners who help make these Commando On Demand podcasts possible. Ugh, who wants to travel anymore? I mean, who wants to stand in these mile-long security lines and take your shoes off, go through that scanning process? You got to wait endlessly to check in your luggage. And let me just tell you, some people smell. And then there are the people who are sick. Ugh. All right, you may not have to do this anymore, because here's the latest buzz about technology from some airline movers and shakers.
Your iris could be your boarding pass. Facial recognition could be your boarding pass. Ultimately, removing the need to do document checks for people who are already in the system.
Next year, we may be using passive iris scanning, which allows you to be identified as you are coming into the lane.
From the time they walk in the front door, you can actually track the passengers, check the queue times. You can follow where they're going.
Your travel experience, well, at the airport anyway, is about to get way better, or maybe just different. Thanks to the latest technology, airports are getting major upgrades, and there's some really great stuff on the horizon. We're talking about amazing high-tech things that will basically let you walk right through the terminal and onto the plane without all these hassles anymore. You may not even have to deal with TSA at all. Yes, could you imagine? It's everything that you need to avoid holiday airport stress on this week's Commando On Demand. Hey, welcome to the conversation. I'm so glad you could join us. We're going to be talking about brand new tech that turns a regular airport into a smart airport. This means less travel hassle for us all. We're going to start with the main thing, the one thing that everybody gripes about. You ready? Those painfully long, slow security lines. Okay, good news. Things are about to speed up. Check this out. You know what a CT scan is, right? I mean, sometimes your doctor will order one so he or she can see exactly what's happening inside of you. I'm talking about stuff that a regular old x-ray just can't detect. Now, that same technology is being used to scan luggage. Analogic Corporation, along with a few other companies, they have developed a line of scanners that create high-quality 3D images of whatever's in your bag. It's basically the same thing as a CT scan, but this puppy covers a full 360 degrees. It's a long word. It's called the Examiner Family of Explosive Detection Systems. Yikes. Whoever came up with that. Definitely not marketing friendly. But here's the deal. It works instantly. So employees don't have to stand there waiting for the image to pop up. And it can see around and through just about anything. So scanning has just become super accurate and lightning fast. All right, let me tell you how fast is fast. Okay, try 350 to 1,200 bags an hour, depending on the model, of course. I mean, that's fast. But here's the best part. At first, the examiners were only used to scan checked-in baggage. Now they're scanning the carry-ons, which means you don't have to take your laptop out of the bag and all the liquids and your cell phone and your jewelry and your belts off and crazy things like that. So far, around 1,000 baggage screening systems are in major airports worldwide. So, bye-bye, X-ray. It's been nice knowing you. And it's definitely time to move on. And coming up in just a few years, I have to tell you that you may not even need an ID to check in anymore. We're going to talk all about it after we hear from one of our partners who helped make these Commando On Demand podcasts possible. In the tech world, we call them disruptors. These are products that will change the way that you do something forever. And I bet you're just like me. We've had parents and teachers and dentists, you know, just drilling on us, no pun intended, how to brush our teeth our entire lives. And each person gives us a different technique. But one thing that they can all agree on is that, well, you have to brush your teeth every day and you have to do it for a full 2 minutes. So let me tell you about Quip. Quip is electric. It's small, it's light, it's sleek. There's a built-in 2-minute timer that pulses every 30 seconds to remind you to switch sides. With Quip, new brush heads are automatically delivered, just like the dentist recommend, every 3 months for just $5. This is a deal you can't beat. Try Quip, and you'll see why it's backed by more than 20,000 dental professionals. Quip starts at just $25. That's it. Visit getquip.com/tech right now, and you're going to get a deal. Get your first refill pack for free with any Quip electric toothbrush. That's right. Your first refill pack is free at getquip.com/tech. You're going to love it. Just try it. Head over to getquip.com/tech right now.
When I enter the Atlanta airport, I go through and I'm identified by my fingerprints from Clear, and I'm put to the front of the line in front of even pre-check. It's a great service. Delta and their partnership with Clear has me identify myself in the Sky Lounge. I don't have to show any ID or boarding pass. They simply put my fingerprints down on a reader as I enter the lounge, and I'm identified as me and I go in.
That's Dr. Joe Leader. He's the CEO of the Airline Passenger Experience Association. That's right. Until I did this podcast, I didn't know that there was such a thing as the Airline Passenger Experience Association, but we have one. And as you just heard, big changes are happening in airports all over the globe. In 5 years, experts say hopping on a plane will only require a brief stop to smile for a photo. Could you imagine? All right, this is not just the stuff of pipe dreams. It's happening right now at Dubai International Airport. You're recognized even before you walk through security. That's right. Infrared scanners, they're on the ball, picking up every human that walks through the door. Employees are able to tell each individual apart. And don't even try sneaking past the security checkpoint. They've got you color-coded on a big, giant screen, so they can tell if you're a rogue stowaway or a ticketed passenger. Now, I should really back up here and explain something, because there's not a security line per se. You simply walk through a body scan hallway. Then the hallway has these sort of laser molecular scanners. I'm trying to give you the whole picture and explain this to you, but you have to picture it with me. Depending on what your profile is and where you're from, a scan will adjust itself automatically using artificial intelligence to your level of risk. So don't be surprised if you're greeted by an AI police robot at the end of the entranceway. He's only there to help you, of course. He's going to be more than happy to explain the whole process to you if you have questions. But wait, as they say on late night television, there's more. Get ready for another technology thrill. You can opt to be automatically checked in with biometrics, facial recognition scanning, your iris patterns, and fingerprints. It sounds pretty complicated, but it actually goes by pretty quickly. And here's the kicker. A biometric token installs itself automatically on your cell phone. And then this biometric token is now going to serve dual purposes. It's going to be both your boarding pass, yeah, I know, I am always afraid of losing them too, and also your ID, so you get a twofer there. It's very cool stuff. But there's some icing on this tech cake. Dubai has a Tesla car that is basically your security check and chauffeur all in one. It's really cool, because all you have to do is put your bags in the trunk and get in the car. I mean, think about this. All this is happening in Dubai, and here in the United States, we're like schlepping our bags on all these different lines. Okay, back to the Tesla. It weighs your baggage. It scans your body. It drops you right off at the gate and then drops off your luggage. Wow, red carpet treatment here. Or should I say, are you ready for it? Infrared carpet, that's right. The only stall factor would be if your risk factor is high, you're going to actually have to speak to and be interrogated by a real human being. So if you're traveling alone or if you're from a country known to produce terrorists, you are going to be labeled a higher risk. But I don't think you're a terrorist, so you can enjoy the walk-in and fly technology. It sounds pretty amazing, and if you go, I definitely want to hear about it, because after I was putting together this whole podcast, Of course, everybody wants to go to Dubai. Well, now I want to go to Dubai just to see the airport. Another great airport for tech is located in Eindhoven. Yes, you know where that is. What do you mean you don't know where that is? Of course you do. It's the oldest city in the Netherlands. But don't let that old city reputation fool you. We're not talking old school here. Eindhoven has grown from this teeny tiny little village to the fifth biggest city in the Netherlands, thanks to a small light bulb manufacturing company. May you've heard of it once or twice. Philips, that's right. Philips just didn't grow, it exploded. Eindhoven is now known the world over for its high-tech industry, schools, and design. And then they have this fabulous airport. Let's say you're going to be flying out of the Eindhoven airport next year. Well, developers are fine-tuning an app that's absolutely going to floor you. Here's how the flow works. It's connected to the airport like a hub. You open up the app, upload a selfie, get special offers wherever you're going, and then you book your flight. You can arrange for luggage pickup, airport drop-off and check-in, plus whatever transportation you might need. All on your phone, all on the app. You don't even need to pay. It's automatically charged to your account. When you arrive at the airport, airport cameras will spot you. The app then knows that you're there. It tells you when you should be at security. You can order lunch in advance through the app or by touchscreen menus right on your tabletop. And then your food is automatically charged to your account and then brought to you when you arrive. Okay, think about the last time you went to an American airport. Okay, the food court. It's getting better, but it's nothing like this. Of course, shopping is duty-free. You simply scan the barcode of what you want and have it delivered directly to you. Or you can just scan it, grab it, and head on out and go. You can cruise right through security without removing anything. And you can do this by appointment. Doesn't that make sense? Everyone gets an appointment, so there's no waiting in long lines. When you arrive at your destination, your transportation is waiting for you. Your luggage is delivered directly to your hotel or Airbnb. No longer just sitting there waiting for your bag to come down. And if your luck is like mine, you're like, okay, all the bags have gone out, the carousel has stopped, and you're still standing there. Everything that I mentioned is all in one app. So you don't need to go from side to side, entering your credit card info over and over. Okay, it's done, it's paid for. You don't need to deal with a bunch of different entities. Heck, you barely need to deal with a person at all. Like it or love it, or maybe you just hate it for some reason, but this is where travel and tech are headed. Coming up next, we're going to dig a little bit deeper into the future of these smart airports. They're not just for travel anymore, that's for sure. But first of all, let's take a moment to hear from our friends who helped make this podcast possible. All right, welcome back to Commando on Demand. You have to start thinking of airports as living labs. In order to make our lives easier, airports are spending big bucks to adopt next-generation technology. And in order to do all of that, they have to track how we work, move around, what we eat, how we eat, purchase things, and then share all that information. It takes years, but they've just about got us wired. Remember my podcast about the Amazon Go stores? Okay, if you missed that podcast, you really should go back into the archives and listen to it because it's where the future of retail's headed. Amazon didn't just build a grab and go store overnight. First, they studied our buying habits. They listened to our griping and our complaining for years to see what would make us happy and maybe help us spend more money with them. Now, contrary to what you think you believe, the fact of the matter is, we don't like waiting in lines. We don't like dealing with inconveniences, which means if you take this to the ultimate conclusion, right, just think out of the box, we really don't like dealing with other people. As much as we think we like people, in the end, we want what we want when we want it. Okay, that's it. So naturally, our buying trends increase where there is customization and convenience. Those are two really important words when you start looking into the future. And the same is true when we travel. Travelers and commuters demand transportation options. They should be fast. They should be convenient. They should be affordable, comfortable. Yeah, tell the airlines that. And they should be clean, another one for the airlines. I mean, have you actually ever looked at the airplane seat that you're sitting on for hours? It's disgusting. I'm on a tangent, but I'm back. And also flexible alternatives. What do you think of on-demand mobility apps? We're talking about Uber and Lyft. They're so popular. All right, soon we'll be seeing autonomous vehicles used for ride sharing, especially around airports. And I know what you're thinking. Ride sharing? I mean, it's a bus. Not so much. Talking about Hartsfield-Jackson, Atlanta, Dallas-Fort Worth, Denver, and Pittsburgh have already implemented AV ride sharing into their terminal area development plans. And it's not just here in the United States. Edmonton International Airport, they're launching this crazy four-season AV testing program. We don't know a lot about it right now, but they say it's going to be the first connected vehicle testing platform for data sharing. Okay. There are some big words in all that. What I think it means is that there are going to be autonomous vehicles running all around the airport that are going to figure out where you need to go, when you need to be there. They're going to pick you up automatically, check you out, and then get you to your gate. So I have a feeling that all those buses that we ride in from the airport parking lot to the terminal, let me just tell you, they're going to be disappearing very soon. Nothing against them, but the sooner the better. I mean, packing into a stinky bus like a sardine is not my favorite vacation pastime, but I digress. Let's get back to the airport. Have you ever thought about having an office at the airport? Okay, it's a great idea for those of you who do a lot of business travel. I mean, we already have those airport lounges, and more companies are incorporating workspaces into airports. Airports are really becoming more and more like mini cities. So workers can just leave the office, hop on a plane in literally minutes. I think it's just awesome. And maybe you've already noticed the changes at your own airport. And if you have, again, I'd really like to know about it. Do you ever wonder if the people getting on your plane are the actual ones who really checked in through security? I mean, ticket switcheroos have been known to happen. Put it this way, it's not a comforting feeling for already stressed out travelers. Well, now it's going to be more difficult to do a ticket switch thanks to a new high-tech procedure from the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency. And of course, we always shorten that up because it's a government agency, otherwise known as CBP. All right, here's how it works. Your airline pilot may ask to scan your face before takeoff. I know it sounds a little weird, but don't be surprised. Using facial recognition, the pilot and the CBP can be doubly sure that you're the one who's actually supposed to be on that plane. Now, so far, only non-US citizens on international flights are being processed, but as you know, it's just a matter of time. You can see the new procedure in action at New York's JFK, Washington Dulles, Houston, Atlanta Hartsfield-Jackson, Chicago O'Hare, and Boston Logan airports. Orlando Airport stated that they plan to use biometrics on all international flights by the end of this year. San Jose is actually looking to be the first all-biometric airport on the West Coast. So get ready, it's happening. And guess what? Most people are excited about it. That's right, a recent survey in Condé Nast Traveler, in which 92% of all airline passengers said that they definitely use or be willing to try biometrics if it makes for a better flying experience. I know that I would. As a matter of fact, I was heading off to London a couple of months ago. And right before the TSA pre-check line, there were a couple of guys standing there. They said, hey, do you want to sign up for Clear so you can come over to this little booth and we're going to scan your eyes and your fingerprints? And it's going to cost you like $75 a year, but it's even faster than TSA pre-check. Now, I don't know if you've noticed lately, but the TSA pre-check lines are just as long as the real lines nowadays because everybody has TSA pre-check. So I walk over there with Ian, my son, and Barry, my husband, and we're all excited because we're going to London for a couple of weeks and Paris and Monaco on vacation. And the guy scans my eyes, and then he scans my fingerprints. And then now it comes time for me to put in my credit card, which, by the way, I've already scanned my passport. And then he looks at me and he says, oh gosh, there's something wrong with this system. What do you mean there's something wrong with the system? I mean, I just gave you my iris, my fingerprints, and my passport. I mean, how can you tell me there's something wrong with the system? Oh, the system is a little glitchy. I'm like, now you tell me it's glitchy. So somewhere in that database, they have my biometrics. So if you are ever at an airport and some guy takes you off to the side and says, would you like to do this? Kim's tip, make sure that your credit card works in the system and make sure the system isn't glitchy before you give them all of your personal data. Because biometrics can speed things up. British Airways claims it can board 400 passengers. Think about that, in 22 minutes using biometric boarding gates. That's half the normal time. Lufthansa boarded around 350 passengers in 20 minutes. It sounds like a total win-win. Of course, there are always the privacy issues, and some people are creeped out about the government having this one big database, and what if somebody hacks it? And as I mentioned before, there are bugs in the machine, because a lot of this tech is still in testing phases. But as with all technology, it's improving as it goes along. So if you see biometric IDs, fingerprints, iris scans being used on airport trams and duty-free shops and the hotels and restaurants, and of course at your departure gate, if TSA security lets you keep your shoes on, don't be surprised. It's all part of the plan to save you time at the airport. Time for, say, shopping, eating, spending more money. That's what it's all about. And see, if you always follow the money train, you get to the bottom line. And here's some good news. Airports no longer have like those boring little museums anymore, or the chapel. You know, that always makes me nervous when I'm at an airport and I pass the chapel. Doesn't it make you nervous too? It's like, okay, should I stop and say an Our Father because something bad is gonna happen? I mean, anyway, walls and windows are coming alive with video. Some of them have these interactive displays that respond to gestures and touch. And if you're into virtual reality, you really should get ready for airports to start projecting virtual content right in the air. You can expect these incredible new experiences as airports seek to be smarter, safer, and more inclusive for all types of folks. I think Michael McElveny from the Lehigh Fisher Strategic Planning Group sums it up perfectly.
I think the really cool thing about technology today is it allows you to integrate all the functional areas of the passenger experience in the airport.
All right, and let's talk about endorphins. Endorphins are good for me. Endorphins are good for everybody at our studios. Endorphins help us work harder to give you more quality content that you want on demand. Like Vicky, she wrote this entire podcast, but she says she needs more endorphins because this pre-workout just doesn't cut it anymore. So how can you give us more endorphins? Oh, I knew that you would ask that. Thank you. We want you to like or share our podcast. And this way our ratings go up, we get a rush of good feelings, and that's really important because you cannot discount the endorphin factor. So if you really like this podcast, be sure to give us a 5-star rating and a 5-star review. Oh, I can feel it. I can feel people giving us the 5-star reviews right now. My endorphins are going up as I speak. And for that, thank you.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.